Us were still late into session and the floor and that kind of stuff, so forgive us. I'm getting all kind of notes from the rest of the committee. But since you have come long distances to testify before us today, I want to make sure that I respect your time and we'll get started. Is that okay with you? Yeah. Okay. Ms. Smith, you give us the bill that you're referring to today.
Yes, Madam Chair and Representative Morgan. It's Senate Bill 5503, which is the budget bill for the Commission for the Blind. You heard their testimony yesterday, and today we've got some public testimony in support of the budget, and after which we will work the budget.
I want to start off by giving kudos to the agency yesterday for your report, and especially looking at your performance measures and other things. So thank you very much. Ms. McClure, and if I murdered your name, just let me know.
Yes, Madam Chairperson, Senator Carter, and honored legislators. My name is Neil Cleaver.
Cleaver.
But there's no one is there anyhow. And I'm a retired director of the School for the Blind, and I'm a commissioner for the Commission for the Blind. And I'm here to speak in support of the Youth SWEP program, Student Work Experience Program, in the summertime. And this is a joint program done together with the School for the Blind. And it's been going on for about 25 years, and I've been around those 25 years to watch it function. And from both sides of the School for the Blind and the Commission, I'm also from the generation where teenagers worked in the summertime and children worked in the summertime. Started with the strawberries when the school was out. You went through the cherries, and then usually to the beans, and then the hops. And then the Dallas School District would start its fall year depending on the end of the prune picking season. So the kids were out working. And I think that developing a good work ethic is really important, and the younger you can do that, the better. And the summer work experiences provided by the Commission for the Blind serves students from 16 to 21, and it's 6 months, or I believe it's at the School for the Blind, it's 6 weeks in summer, and the School for the Blind, I believe it's 4 weeks. And the School for the Blind tends to have the younger kids and some students with additional disabilities to their vision handicap. Besides providing real jobs that pay money, and they get to work each day and they come home DJ just like you and I do, and it teaches them travel skills, and it teaches them social skills, you know, how you get along with your coworkers. If you can't get along with your coworkers, you can't get along with your boss, you tend not to work too long. And so these are the areas that are taught, as well as living skills. Now, the students last year, about 36, live in Reed College campus, on Reed College campus, and about 12 students lived at the School for the Blind campus. And from there, they got living skills. They're there 24 hours, so they learn independent living skills, and they get a chance to learn social skills, and they get a chance to learn other skills that are needed to live independently if you're gonna work. Follow-up studies have shown that 75% of former student work experience students are gainfully employed, and very few of them require additional services after completing this program. And, you know, considering that some of these young people have additional handicaps along with their vision impairment, I think 75% is just a tremendous success rate. And they're on the job then paying taxes and also having a fulfilled life. So thank you for your continued support of the program.
As you're telling, Mr. Cleaver, you're speaking to the choir. Thank you very much. And if I get sideways with it, say catawampus in the south where I came from, or somebody's name can give me in advance. Patty Besant.
Do I got her?
There you go.
Okay. Oh, can I sit?
You can.
Wow. Yeah, got it.
Come on.
Well, I'm glad that I'm talking to the choir.
All right.
Because I, too, am a member of a choir.
Okay.
And the earliest that I get up all week is going to do that, showing up at 8:30. But anyway, I owe a lot to the commission.
Okay, will you give your name for us, please?
Oh, you said it. Patty Besant.
Okay.
I'm just me. Little old lady. Anyway, I passed the state test, and they sought me out a job. And the day that it all fell together, I had my choice of working for the Department of Welfare or Oregon Medical School at that time. And I had an interest in medicine, and I went up there. And I worked there 32 plus years. And as I say, working there has allowed me to be independent all of my life. And I have a home, and quite a nice home, and, you know, live pleasantly. And I owe a great deal of this to the support that I got from the commission. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Questions? Thank you. Susan Phillips and Scott Cabal.
Good afternoon, and thank you for allowing us to come. My name is Susan Phillips. I live in Beaverton, Oregon, and I am here to add my support to the Commission for the Blind. These people are wonderful. I lost my vision almost 4 years ago, and it was a time of great stress in my life, and I had a job, and they were wonderful. They came in and allowed me to do my job for 2 more years before I retired from Beaverton School District. They were great. People actually threw the life preserver to me at a time when I felt I was drowning. They pulled me back into the lifeboat, and because of that, I am able to go on and live a full and independent life. These folks are great. I love them dearly, and they'll always be a part of my family. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Grum?
How do I follow that? Well, you know, I come from my history is basically I worked for 25 years. And at the end, worked for a large company that basically just let go of the whole department. And I had worked myself into a place where it would be very difficult for me to find employment again. And at this point, I recognize pigmentosa. And RP is also short for, what is the word? Resistant person or something. So I didn't really think I needed anybody's help at first, and then a year went by, and I was not finding work, and went on this possibility for a job, and they wanted me to come in. How am I going to get there? All these things were going through my head, and so I had my son bring me in, holding onto his shoulder the whole way through this tour, and I never got a call from him, and I, you know, it was just a terrible feeling, and that's when I finally broke down, and I called and got an appointment to come in, and and the whole time I was there, it was just you overcome all these obstacles, and so that's how that's done. And you learn so much, and as Sue said, they actually become really family. And it's a place where you see people come, and they they love to come in, and even after they graduated from it, they like to come back and visit with everyone because it's such a wonderful place, you know, such a warm and fuzzy place. You know, all the good memories are there. And I count myself blessed because you're going to get me to cry. I count myself blessed because last summer I was thinking about becoming a piano tuner, and I had never thought about that ever. But I said, "Well, it'll get me out of the house. I can, you know, it'll be something, and I can start to learn." And I was offered the opportunity to come and work at the commission, a dream for me. And so now it's a temporary position, but it's been since August of last year. So I've been working in heaven ever since. So God bless the commission for the blind.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now watch me get away from here. Isn't it?
Okay.
I hope it's prettier than when I got here.
John Tompkins and Nancy Tompkins.
Come in.
Are you going to get mine? Okay. Okay, sit down.
Okay, I'm Ron Tompkins from Southern Oregon. We had a workshop that the commission supported for us down there, a woodworking shop. And I tell you, it was a wonderful place to be with, to see how many people came in and worked around the wood and around the saws and everything. And I want to tell you, Mark Francis is a wonderful teacher of safety and how to do. I've been a woodworker for a long time myself, but Mark has even taught me a few things that really worked very well. We built some benches. It was, I think we had a hidden screw and the benches by using I call it a crate. Anyway, it was very good, and I think that really this workshop thing is going to really open up a lot of opportunities for blind people from Southern Oregon that don't get out. And I think that this is going to be a big opportunity, and I certainly hope that it will continue.
Thank you so much.
I think that's about all I can do.
Ms. Tompkins. I'm Nancy Tompkins. Ron loves to have people ask him what kind of blind dog he has, what kind of seeing eye dog, because he likes to tell them she's a pointer.
Where's my hat? It's over there somewhere.
I accompanied Ron to the workshop mostly because I'm wheels and I'm eyes for him. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that. There were 10 of us in the room and I was the only one who had vision. It was quite a sight to see 9 fellows working around power equipment. We learned first off to make patterns, and by the way, they accepted me. They were very gracious and accepted me in their workshop. And they learned to make a pattern, first of all, how to apply it, and they built these little benches from scratch. And I mean scratch. 1x12 pine boards is all they brought in. From there, we learned pattern making, and we each built a little bench. And if you'll allow me to approach, we will. I have pictures for you to look at.
Thank you.
One of course, each of us got to take our bench home with us. But I want you to... I wish you could have seen the looks on those guys' faces that they accomplished that chore all by themselves. And it was definitely a hands-on thing. Mark made every one of us do our own work. And it wasn't a kit. It was really from scratch. One of the fellows who was supposed to be with us today is going to college because his sight is leaving him fast and he has a young family to support, so he's quickly trying to find a means of support. And sadly, he couldn't come, so he wrote a letter. And if you'll allow me, I'll read it. To the lawmakers of our great state of Oregon. And it always makes me cry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I am writing this to inform you all about one of our state treasures, the Oregon Commission for the Blind. It's the cornerstone of the rehabilitation of we less sighted and blind person. Living with blindness seminars, which not only helped us to cope with his vision loss, it helped our families to understand and learn how to function as a whole family again. Then there is the mobility training, adaptive technology counseling, and wood shop training, all of which are taught by professional people who care. The commission makes a difference to us in becoming productive citizens again. I know I speak for many of my left-sighted friends when I say that the workshop has put us back on the fast track to success. The instructor, Mark Francis, who I might add is totally blind, instructs us in the safe methods of using the shop equipment. You might think that we needed all sorts of special guards and such. Wrong. All we have to do is follow the simple instruction of the master Mark, and we become competent and safe woodworkers. After a short period of instruction, nine people, I asked him why he didn't count me. And he said, well, it wasn't you that I didn't count, it was myself. So a born diplomat. People learned how to use table saws, miter saws, routers, pocket screw jigs, dado blades, and how to make patterns for decoration of the finished product before I lost my sight to a legally blind state at present. I was a master mechanic and machinist. I had convinced myself that it was okay to do lesser quality work since I had a vision problem. Then, in fact, Mark has shown me that I can still do as high, if not better, quality work than I did when I was fully sighted. Mark and the commission programs were so inspiring to me that I returned to college and am now a senior in the Environmental Studies program at Southern Oregon University. The entire commission is a healing program, which gives us back our self-esteem and pride. The commission has taught me and others that we can still do what we want. We just have to approach things in a different way than sighted people. So you see, we are not handicapped. We are, in fact, differently abled and proud of it. All we need is a chance to return to work, and industry will be pleasantly surprised at the assets we will be. We are just as capable and safe as anyone else. We just can't see. The commission provides us with a basis for a full and productive life. Therefore, the commission needs to be fully funded so that the healing it provides can continue. Sincerely, Bruce Harshman. It was Bruce who loaned us the shop.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to tell you that I watched these men build self-esteem and self-confidence.
And Ron and I hope we can work this into a thing where the guys can make little dances like you see and can become productive again and possibly augment their income, because I don't know any rich blind people. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Joyce Green and Lee Knox. I'll go first. My name is Joyce Green. I want to thank all of you for the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you for the time that you take and all the work that you're doing on our behalf as Oregon citizens. My first contact with the commission was back in the early 70s when I was going to college to get my graduate degree, and the commission paid for my readers that I needed in order to get my education. Since then, I have had a successful and very satisfying career in social work in one of the local health systems. I'm currently one of the commissioners, and today I want to plead for full funding of the budget. I think it's a very modest budget for all that the agency achieves. Full funding would enable the agency to have to get matching federal funds, 4-to-1 in rehab dollars, 9-to-1 in older blind dollars. Our blind young people need alternative skills to get a good education equivalent to that of their sighted peers. Our young people ready to enter the job market need badly those same skills to get a job, keep a job, and get to their job. Older people who are losing their vision need alternative skills in order to continue to live in their homes rather than feel like they need to go live in an alternative setting of some sort and let someone else take care of them. For all of these reasons, I plead, please approve full funding of this budget. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, now. I said, all right. Oops, not on the armature chair. I'm really better than this than I look. Hi, my name is Lee Knotts, and I'm a former student of the Commission for the Blind, and I'm also a volunteer there right now. And I'm a single mother of 2 teenage children, and just recently went blind about a year and a half ago. And, the Commission for the Blind taught me that there's life after blindness, and, they taught me all my life skills, all my mobility. You guys weren't supposed to cry first. Since then, I've gone to guide dog school and gotten my guide dog. I'm an independent traveler. The commission taught me that, taught me my life skills to work and the confidence to be a very successful blind person. Thank you.
Of course, thank you so very much, and it's okay to cry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, I've already asked in advance for forgiveness of name pronunciation. Sarah Harisi and Sarah Lynn.
My name is Sarah Hirsi, and I'm from Somalia. I have been in the United States for 4 years. I lost my vision when I was 9 years, and I lived in refugee camp almost 10 years. I always believe blind. I can't do anything because of my eyes. When I get to the United States, I find the commission. I don't have any skill in how to learn anything. Commission teach me a lot of things. The first time in my life, I believe someone who can tell me I can do something. It was good feeling. Commission teach me English 101 and mobility and computer. And after that, I went to ESL, and now I'm taking my GED, and I hope next year I will go to college. I'm thinking now a lot of things I never believed, and I have dreams I never believed before. I'm very happy and thankful the thing the commission teach me. I'm very lucky to be here too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Questions? Thank you. Sarah number two. A little bit to your left, Sarah. There's your microphone. Thank you. Over a little bit.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Sarah Nguyen, and first of all, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to be here today. I lost my vision 2.5 years ago, and after I lost my vision, I thought, yeah, that's it, my life gonna be over. You know, I couldn't do anything with my life anymore, and I have to live my life depending on other people. But fortunately, my social worker and my doctor have referred me to Commission for the Blind, and they have come to my life. They give me all the training that I need, like mobility and you know, all the skill that I need to move on with my life and be on my feet again. And beyond that, they also provide me all the technical stuff like the JAWS software, which I can use my computers and note taker and everything, because that what I work before, and I use computer for, you know, pretty much every day, and without it I don't think, you know, I can be able to do anything. But they'd be able to help me through that and provide all the training that I needed to. They're very nice and give me back my confidence to my life, that, you know, I know that I am somebody out there, and I still be able to go out there and work with other people and not lonely. So I'm here today to give my support to the Commission for the Blind and show my appreciation to them. And without them, I don't think I'm not, you know, who I am today. And thank you very much. And I hope you all give them the support and funding as well, so they can be able to help other people in the future that needed their help. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, both of the Sarahs. You did a good job. Sheila Spencer and Cindy Myers.
Hi, I'm Sheila Spencer. I'm with Guide Dogs for the Blind. I actually have my own statement, and then one of my colleagues who could not be here wanted me to read a letter that she wrote. So, as I said, I work for Guide Dogs for the Blind. Our mission is to not only train these beautiful dogs to be guides, but also to teach our blind and visually impaired clients how to use them and how to take care of them. That is the crux of what we do, and I just want to really talk about the partnership between Guide Dogs and the Oregon Commission. One of the corporate buzzwords these days is partnering, and I just want to go on record that the partnership that we share with the Oregon Commission is not just a catchphrase. They are an integral part of us completing our mission. They provide the orientation and mobility training to our future clients and enable them to qualify to come to us and get a guide dog. That is one of the requirements for qualification for a guide dog, is that you're independently mobile, you have orientation, you have your routes, you don't need somebody to take you where you need to go. You know where you're going and how to get there, so you can direct the dog. And that's a valuable service that the commission provides not only to their clients but also to us. Because then they refer those who are interested in becoming guide dog users to our school. So that is the crux of our relationship with them. And I've had a good relationship with them. Our school has had a good relationship with them. And I really urge you to continue your support. Someone earlier mentioned the summer youth work program. And that is we are also involved with that as well. The summer work experience program that these high school students do come to our campus as part of that program. They get some hands-on experience working one of our dogs in training. So these youngsters who think maybe someday I'd like to be a guide dog user, the Oregon Commission is giving them the opportunity to get a first-hand experience of what it's like to work a guide. So essentially that's my plea for you to continue the funding for the Oregon Commission. Thank you. Also, excuse me, one of my colleagues, her name is Erin Rumer. She works for Guide Dogs, but she's also a Guide Dog graduate. Her Guide Dog's name is Onyx, and she wanted me to read this letter to you. She says, "My name is Erin Rumer, and I have been blind since birth. I'm writing to express my tremendous gratitude for the services, support, and friendship that the Oregon Commission for the Blind has provided me since my move to this beautiful state in 2004. I never before have experienced such an enthusiastic group of individuals who have a true desire to assist me in becoming a success in my own life as well as a mentor to others. Like many, my dream was to obtain a bachelor's degree and move on to a successful job I love. Thanks to the heartfelt commitment I received from the Oregon Commission for the Blind, I obtained an assistive technology equipment along with the technology training I needed to effectively do my schoolwork at an equal level as my peers. OCB also provided me the proper orientation and mobility I needed to effectively learn my new home area of Eugene, as well as the skills to achieve in maneuvering around my college campuses. Today, I am now a graduate of the University of Oregon with my bachelor's degree of education in family and human services. If that didn't put a big enough smile on my face, I also have the job of my dreams as a training class specialist at Guide Dogs for the Blind, which is located right outside Portland. Because of the thoughtful support of my rehabilitation counselor, Kathleen O'Grieblin, along with the astounding training of some of the best assistive technology instructors and orientation and mobility specialists, I wouldn't be where I am today. Now working at Guide Dogs for the Blind with the very first blind instructor position, I feel equipped and enthusiastic to launch novel changes and enhancements to the training program, as well as with the students themselves in class. This position is an honor, and I know in my heart that I could not have done this alone. Because of OCB and their belief in me, I am able to help others like myself strive for more than mediocrity in our lives. Thank you for your time and listening to my testimony. Sincerely, Erin Rumer and Guide Dog Onyx."
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Cindy Myers. I had written on my little thing I was going to do written testimony only, but I got brave while I was sitting there, so I'm kind of going to read what I have. I work at the School for the Blind here in Salem. I've worked there since 1972. I want to be here in support of the Commission for the Blind, who I've had the pleasure of working cooperatively with for about the last 18 years. I've always appreciated the willingness of the people at the Commission to share resources to better serve the blind citizens that come to us for assistance. One example of a successful partnership is the Summer Work Experience Program, which was just mentioned. The School for the Blind and the Commission for the Blind also work together on that cooperatively. Some of our students in our two, in the Salem program and the Portland program, are able to work independently, and some require the assistance of a job coach. But we have a really good record of the past participants come out of that program and go on to enjoy productive careers and have become stable taxpayers. Another thing that we really value the commission for at the School for the Blind are the transition counselors. They've become a really good resource for our school in about the past 10 years. I'm guessing on that number of years. The counselors come to our planning meetings for our students. When they are between the ages of 14 and 16, they come to the School for the Blind for the meetings. They also travel statewide to meet the kids and the families in their districts. The counselors help the parents and teachers look to the future, and they lead a discussion about all the opportunities that are out there for careers after graduation. And more than one time I've had a parent after a meeting come up and tell me what a relief it is that their child really does have a chance at a good, happy, productive future, where before sitting through that and hearing from the transition counselors, they really didn't have much hope for that. So I just wanted to let you guys know I value the Commission for the Blind very highly, and I wanted to add my voice to all the voices of support for them. Thank you.
If I've had any idea of not feeling good about myself after listening to this presentation together, my self-esteem would say, yes! You're all so great, so thank you so much. Any questions or comments from the committee before we go into work session? Let's go with Representative Morgan and then Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a comment. The Commission for the Blind, I think, is a really exceptional part of what Oregon does, and I just wanted to express my appreciation to the people that work in the commission and to all the people that volunteer in the system. The stories of how you help people reach inside themselves and find the strength to deal with this change in their lives is so empowering, and I think that it's a piece of what we are all proud to see you doing, and I just wanted to say thank you for the work that you do.
And I'd like to recognize the three members of the species of one of the best dogs there are. I've had two black labs and I have a yellow lab now, but he's no less. And they are just wonderful partners, and it's so nice to know that someone can take care of them in such a way that they're probably better partners than some of us have as spouses in some cases, because they're so loyal. But I better quit right now because I'm on tape. Anyway, I love these dogs, and they're all beautiful. I can't see yours, but I know they're...
I can bring them around.
Okay.
Okay, you can bring them around so we can
see. We've got to recognize these beautiful animals.
Oh,
Galahad. Whoa, look at you. What a good dog. They're just beautiful.
We do have yellow labs today, too.
Yeah.
So we had all black labs showed up today.
Thank you. Look how perfect they are. Well, thank you for indulging me, Madam Chair.
You bet.
I love dogs.
Good. Senator Woodley.
Thank you. I'd just like to join my colleagues, Representative Morgan and Representative Boone, in saying thank you to the commission and to the commission board and all the volunteers and everyone who spoke to our committee today. One of the reasons I enjoy service, and I do say enjoy service on the Human Services Committee, is because we get to stay connected to the human spirit. And we get to always be reminded of what is possible, human potential, what is possible. and so I just really appreciate being in the presence of that kind of affirmation today, and thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
I told you were speaking to the choir, did I not? I love this committee, as a matter of fact. Well, I'd like to do now, without any further comments or questions, close the hearing and open the meeting for session. Ms. Menthe.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Since it's been a while, just briefly, at your places you have a packet of information. On top is a memo from me dated March 6th. Included the next thing would be the performance measures and also the work session report. I'm going to be working off the memo primarily, and I thought maybe what we could do, Madam Chair, is I would walk through the policy package, some of the adjustments, give our recommendation on the budget. Y'all could discuss it. Maybe a motion moved on that, then we'll move to performance measures, motion on that, and then move the final bill.
Great plan.
Excellent. Starting in with item number one, Governor recommended policy package recommendations. The first package is package 101, and as you recall from yesterday, what this does is reverses the fund shift that was implemented in 2003 as a result of trying to rebalance the state's general fund. What the agency did was then backfill that loss with their donation funds, and this allows them to now return to their former policy of only using the interest income to support operations. LFO recommends approval. Package 102 is the Technology Center reclassification that appropriately reclassifies two positions based on the Department of Administrative Services review. We recommend approval. Package 103, Instructors from the Blind. As you again recall from yesterday, this establishes three positions allowing the agency to enhance services in Southern Oregon, respond to the growing older blind population, and provide a dedicated resource to plan, coordinate, and facilitate support and educational initiatives. And I think you heard some great testimony here this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, supporting all of those things. We recommend approval. We do have one minor change, and that is to revise the effective date to allow for recruitment activities. So we recommend the positions be established effective October 1 instead of July 1. Discuss it with the agency, and they're perfectly fine with that adjustment, and you can see the small change that it makes to the request. And again, I'd like to emphasize, the chair mentioned this yesterday, but they have such a great match rate that a small investment in general fund allows them to do some really good things for Oregonians. Moving then into legislative fiscal office adjustments, I included package 801 just because you're going to see that later on. You don't know what the statewide adjustments are yet, so I don't have any. Package 802 is the Ways and Means Co-Chair 2% reprioritization. I've listed the targets there. For this agency, it was $2,600 in general fund and $5,400 of other funds. Due to the impact on federal funds, we're not recommending the general fund reduction. We are recommending the other funds reduction, and again, we talked to the agency about this. In this particular program that they've targeted to take this from, the limitation has been significantly higher than actual expenditures, and all this does is help realign those two things. So even though it might not be in the spirit of an efficiency reduction, it's still a reduction that's worthwhile pursuing. And again, it causes no program reductions to the agency. Package 806 is, Ms. Mock spoke to that yesterday. They have a capital project that they got approval for. VR had some unmatched federal dollars this biennium, and the agency was able to take advantage of those to make some needed repairs to their facilities. On the chance that they might not get those all done by the end of the biennium, and since there are no emergency boards until February, we thought it was prudent that we carry some federal fund limitation over just in case they don't get it finished. There's no match involved here, and I'm assuming that once the project's completed, Department of Administrative Services would unschedule any extra federal limitation. We recommend increasing the federal fund limitation by $650,000. Excuse me. With all those adjustments, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a general fund budget of $1,563,028 and other funds budget of $2,436,777 and a federal fund budget of $11,316,849, 50 positions, 47.25 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5503 be amended accordingly.
Ms. Blaine?
I was just wondering if you were ready for a motion.
Yes, I am.
I would move that the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5503 be included in the bill and moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any objections? Seeing none. So moved.
Performance measures.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Performance measures. The agency proposed three performance measures. One is a new measure, so there's no targets. I'd like to point out that on measure number one, at the chair's direction, I worked with the agency yesterday, and we've revised that target to 80%. Excuse me. Gave Deja a heart attack. It was 75, and I had proposed 84%, and the agency was, we negotiated down to 80.
Okay.
So the third measure is the customer service. We also recommend adding the board best practices measure. So to sum that all up, we recommend approval of the agency's proposed key performance measures with the revised targets and adding the board best practices measure.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any objections?
So ordered.
You know what, guys?
You have 35 minutes.
We need carriers.
Oh, thank you.
We need carriers.
House? Thank you, Senator Boardley. I mean, say Senate.
House?
Representative Lynn. Thank you very much.
And who would like to carry it at full?
At full. Senator Boardley will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. You guys, thank you for a good day. Be rested up for tomorrow. Committee dismissed.
Madam Chair.